Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Low Moon Origins, and the story continues.
I need my hair done. I can do it myself, but not with this. This is a comb, not
an
epoila.
Listen, I have, he like gestures to
it. If I had like a dozen of them and a piece of wood, some tools.
He gestures to his
hair. I could make a brush.
That's like past his, like the middle of his back. He goes, I am a wind mage. I use that every morning. It is a struggle. I just keep forgetting to buy a comb.
You
brush.
You only comb your hair in the morning? This explains a lot.
I am an adventurer. I spend my day fighting and doing magic and saving planes. I can't lay down at night.
I'm going to get a brush. Are you coming or not?
Sure.
Whoa.
She found a cheat code, bro.
You better marry this girl.
Perhaps we will buy two.
She's really just doing what he told her to do. Okay. She goes out in the hallway, and as she's walking around, there's like two ladies that are clearly guests, but they're like more like merchant garb or upper lower class dress, and they're walking by the other way, and they both look at her, and then she turns to the right, and they're headed to the left, and then one of them says softly, and you hear it even over the breeze, so it wasn't too softly, like, did you see her hair? And Danya stops in the middle of the hallway, and you like brush past her, so you're like side by side with her now, but floating next to her. And she turns around and she puts her fist down and she starts to stomp after the two ladies, and they don't know she's coming.
He'll grab her and then he'll go, watch this. And he'll cast Gust of Wind down the hallway.
Okay. You do realize there's a small chance you'll kill them.
No.
It's very small. But
Gust of Wind is a very, very powerful gust.
It pushes them like 20 feet.
Joey. My point exactly.
It's a hallway.
It's 83
hit points. Their head into a statue or something.
Normal merchant women get pushed unawares from behind with a force that can throw the 20 feet.
Okay, Zephyr.
I guess.
It only throws them 20 feet. You might die if you got thrown 20 feet. As another male.
All right,
not
anyway.
Thrown.
Anyway,
pushed.
You hit them with a stern wind, hopefully not enough to kill them.
Yeah.
Okay, so 1% chance of death.
0-1. Nope, not even close.
They survived by 84%. Okay. It does just, their hair is disheveled. Their clothing, their cloaks are their dresses are thrown like up over their shoulders. You see the one girl's underwear. They stumble forward and sag on the wall, but they don't fall down.
Durkin will laugh and say, Danya, did you see their hair?
She turns around like she's not looking at them. And they're picking themselves up, and she just kind of starts to walk quickly down the hallway. She, as you get up next to her, she says, that was very embarrassing.
Well, they mean
for somebody at least.
Funny, but very embarrassing.
I find humor a keen distraction.
A what?
It's nice to distract yourself sometimes. I spend a lot of time staring at words on paper. It's one of the few things I enjoy. Unfortunately, it's somewhat dull.
I enjoy it when it's boring.
It does add up, I imagine.
It has its moments. Epiphanies and all that. No.
A what?
Good lord, calm down your vocabulary.
What's wrong?
Not capable of doing that.
What's wrong with your knees?
Epiphany, it means...
Do you kneel while you're reading?
An idea granted by the gods. Like a great moment of clarity. I use that word despite holding the gods in slight regard. Something to keep in mind.
in another life, sorry. In another life a long time ago, before I began to present myself this way.
Dancing whore.
Roll for initiative.
No, I wouldn't quite go. I wouldn't quite say that.
My apologies. A crude attempt at humor.
Okay. Anyway, what I was saying was, excuse me. Just a minute. Excuse me. Do you have a brush? I have a gold piece. Oh, thank you. I'll trade you. Okay, great. We can go back now. I have a brush. Okay.
They will turn and continue talking.
All right. And thus the great brush merchant was was born. So
he's like going to go buy a brush.
It's a very expensive brush.
Yes, it is.
If you just wander around with a brush, people hand you gold pieces.
Is it like a nice brush?
No, it's like,
it's pretty nice.
It's like, I can get a gold piece for each one of these I sell. Wow.
It's easily worth the silver piece.
That's gold sprite.
All right, anyway, she says, as I was saying, before I began to present myself this way, I had some regard for the gods.
Which gods? Or God.
I guess you would say the Greek pantheon.
It's the only I've ever considered.
In particular,
I'm messing with the Zoian.
Perhaps Apollo. Or
an intriguing
Heracles.
Is he a demigod?
Could you explain exactly how you are using the first part of that word, demi?
He was born of God and men. He's only half God. He ascended not of his own power, but as of the seed of his father. He is the son of Zeus and of human woman, you see.
Yes.
Or so is my understanding.
I am hesitant, but I accept your term.
He has power, but you would regard him over the 12.
Over the what?
The 12 major gods in the Greek pantheon.
Oh, you're asking me if I prefer him?
Sure.
You're standing at the door now, back to your room. Did you leave the door ajar?
I'm not sure. He'll snap and put up a reverb shield on himself.
Okay. She pushes the door. Hello?
Please allow me.
Okay.
He'll step in the room.
No one's there.
He'll check his belongings.
Seems like everything's present.
Perhaps I will alarm the door next time I leave.
I don't think that there is much privacy here. There were several people that stopped in to watch me stretching earlier.
Really?
Yes.
So strange.
Anyway.
Seems of low decorum. We didn't get a mirror.
I'll be fine. I know what I look like.
If you need an aid, I could conjure an image of you.
Would the image be what I actually look like? Or would it be what you see me as?
There's shits and stuff in there. I'm gonna smush them all.
I believe it will be what you actually look like. Is there a meaningful difference?
You said bro.
The purpose of a mirror is so that you can see the small things that need to be fixed. Hair's out of place. And so on. If the image is just what you see me as, it is unlikely that it would be accurate for me to use to fix those small difficulties.
Zoe,
I didn't say
if you fix the difficulties that appear as I see them,
sneaky is don't step on a baggage.
The difficulties you were appearing, the difficulties that were appearing in the mirror, were not the difficulties that I would see.
Worse than stepping on a stick.
Such then, what do they matter?
A bunch of sticks.
Depends on who you're trying to look good for.
That's a fair point. I have keen eyes.
At this point, I believe I have transcended the need to look good for you.
Fair enough.
Also, I do not care to look good for the women in the hallway.
But you care to berate them? Or batter them for speaking ill of you?
I intended to throw them down and take their brushes.
How clean irony.
Irony. That's when a person says something that is mildly humorous, but only sort of means what they mean to say? Something like that? No more pink. The
pink kind. Sure. I may be using the term loosely. I believe it is a commonly misrepresented term.
Okay.
Here. I think if we stay together for a while, we may be able to help each other in the way of communicating.
I could agree with that. I believe I perhaps have been around so many so long who have a loose grasp on my language that I've been unchecked in my misuse of it. Perhaps by constantly asking me what the words that I use mean, I may consider them more meaningful. But also, I intend you actually mean that my communication skills are crass, and you might check me on them.
I believe I take your meaning,
don't worry, the floor
but it was not my intention. I think you are correct that your communication skills could be considered crass by me or others at times. But I think I simply meant that you are a bit of a wordsmith, putting together certain words that in some cases may be... It's not that they're... They may be outdated or come from other languages or come from these mini books you say you read or something like that, and other people can't understand them. And so, while you are being very precise in what you are saying perhaps one sentence where somebody else might say three, or using your highfalutin five-syllable words when somebody else might use one that is one, for example, you're actually wasting time rather than gaining time because you're saying something in one sentence and then you have to explain yourself again later. That's probably why you become crass, because you feel like most other people do not understand your basic way of communicating, which they should if they were not fools. But in reality, you are closer to playing the fool yourself because you are using words from other languages or from outside normal conversation that makes it difficult for them to understand you.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Zoe, sit down.
I think perhaps they are fools.
Compared to you... When it comes to your pulling together language from all different places and words that used to mean what you think they still mean or maybe do in some other world or some other place, I don't disagree. Anyway, I don't usually talk with others while I'm doing my hair, so perhaps you could read?
It is most of what I do.
Get out.
Right.
During the course of this conversation, she's gone from servile and obsequious to, like demanding.
It's because she has a personality trait, a certain personality trait.
Give an inch a rule, or, yeah, give a rule.
Give him an inch, they'll take a bite.
Give him a mouse a cookie.
He's going to want a glass
give
of milk.
Give an inch, she thinks she's a ruler. There we go. Okay, that's
the same. Or she's a bit of a social chameleon. She's going to fit wherever she winds up. To a degree.
She has a
dancer. Okay. Anyone have anything really urgent they wanted to do in the next couple of hours? Obviously, not going to be able to arrange for somebody to fight in that period of time. You can start the process, but you're not going to get that far. Did Taya get healing? Did you get healing?
Yeah, from the heal sword.
Oh, that's right. So you were fine. That's right. Okay. Anybody else need anything?
My last point was lay on hands.
Jasmine was connecting with Tate. Were you still trying to go get Lorelai then?
I told her I would. So
okay.
Yes.
All right. Now you have the spells to do so. Were you going to try to take somebody with you then? Do you have the ability to do that?
Yes.
And back again?
Considering sending
like Bilbo Baggins
to Lorelai first to make sure she still needs my help.
Okay.
Before I just appear.
What's your call? It's just another fifth level spell.
I will cast Sending.
Okay. And what do you say?
Sit down with her and guide her if she needs any help. Okay, my hands up.
What do you say?
She's not watching.
This is to you, baby.
I know.
What's up, cripple? How's crippling?
We arrived at the Sage's Palace. Do you still need travel assistance?
Here comes the great response.
You've not heard anything about Dylan being evacuated yet. So, can't respond with that. Sorry. Okay. That's assuming.
Am I asleep or am I awake? Because I was going back to sleep.
You would be awake.
Okay.
The spell stirs you to wakefulness unless you're some kind of supernatural sleeper.
You got me. I woke her up from sleep. No.
A one word sending. Thank you, everybody.
I'm tired and I don't want to move and I hurt.
I thought she was going to say yeah.
Pretty
happy to stay where we are.
But he wanted to come here to get help. Yes, but can I? Well, you're not having this conversation. I know. I've listened to you guys talk most of the night.
I mean, you know that. You know that she can't get here by herself. It's possible that Sarah can help. It's also probable that Sarah may propose some kind of assistance for Dorkian's issues, or that there might be something forthcoming concerning Graal, and
Aspect
Lorelei could potentially weigh in on
this. Now this is your opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Check to out. Travel
she's
to
only
a place
entitled
with
to 10 words or something, so...
I mean, I can travel at one hit point to a place that I can potentially get attacked, or I can lay here in a bed.
And potentially get attacked.
Yeah, you could be probably...
I'm less likely to get attacked.
Whatever. Whatever you want to do.
Either way, so you received your response. It's up to you what you want to try to do.
If it gets tone and stuff like that, she sounded incredibly sleepy, like you just woke her up.
Okay, I will go find Tab.
Okay. No problem. No problem doing that. There, she is in the lunchroom. With a somewhat charming bard young lady, having a chipper conversation and a warm meal and. Cocoa. It's lunch.
Cocoa.
It's lunch.
Can I stop at my room and change first?
Sure.
Sleeping wet, so I'll do that.
Just increases the chances of you getting
then
attacked.
Then I'll go find her. I'll get some food. While
I'm there. Dan, do our rooms lock?
Oh.
Yes, but they're basically like simple skeleton key. So.
Not super scary.
Well, I probably have my backpack with me then. I'm not going to leave that in the room.
Yeah, it would be.
They didn't get the keys yet anyway, but they are lockable. They did not give you actual keys yet anyway, but they are theoretically lockable.
Yeah,
do you have any skeleton keys? You could try one and see if it locks over.
I don't have any keys.
Okay. I'm just saying. It looks like it would be a very simple key. They did not give you a key.
Okay.
So, Jasmine changes, then finds Taya.
Hello.
Hi.
You okay?
I got into another scuffle. I'm going past that now.
Scuffle? In the palace?
No, in the garden. Some brain-sucking thing attacked me. Anyways, my hawk is in the lab.
Kara pulls her loot around and starts kind of muttering to herself and scrubbing
her
face.
I cast ascending. She responded with a very sleepy no. She doesn't want me to come get her.
To the garden alone. Spring, sucking thing.
Jasmine. Car. Jasmine.
Hi.
Hello.
How big was the brain sucking thing? Was it large?
It was too big.
Was it eerie?
Yes.
Eerie. In the garden alone.
Anywhere.
I can't rhyme anything with brain sucking. This isn't going to work.
Required ducking.
Anyways, to be honest, I don't know where he's at right now, but he's going to be sitting in the lab with his cat. He's going to watch over him. The hawk is there. Probably will be for days.
Is it level?
Is currently comatose, done by sciatic attack.
Can I do anything about that?
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMN. GIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
You're not sure. Maybe Lay on Hands. I mean, Lay on Hands does some pretty incredible things.
It's time to experiment.
It can't hurt. Let's try.
Try.
Question is whether or not the damage is like physical in nature, or if it's mental, or what's causing the coma, basically.
Yeah, it seemed to be physical.
I'm doing psionics, but not attacking, so.
Wouldn't hurt to try. He's in the lab. They said they would keep him alive, keep her alive, until it wears off. It could be days.
I can't get me out of her. I'm just taking her.
Sure, when they visit after.
I came to find you, but food would be nice.
Got the rest of my chicken. She slides her plate over.
Thanks.
Coco?
Okay.
I'm Kara. I'm a member of the Verdant Hand.
I met a couple of your companions earlier.
Really?
Yes.
That's wonderful. They didn't attack you, did they?
Actually, no. Thallus disintegrated the brain thing.
Yeah.
There's something to think about.
And then he escorted me all the way to the lab.
Were you going to rhyme with disintegrated the brain?
I don't know, but I know there was rain.
There was rain.
In the rain. Rain.
And the only thing that rhymes with disintegrated is integrated. So,
dissipated.
He did integrate himself into the combat. Appeared out of the bushes.
Integrated himself in the combat. Disintegrated,
you know,
the brain.
Songs
the
that
rain.
Use songs that use words like integrated and disintegrated are so
sounds
pretentious.
Sounds more like poems.
Yes, very pretentious.
Turned to dust.
Dust in the rain is mud.
Okay. Your other companion was going to fetch the mud from the ring.
Oh, Lyrianne?
Yes.
She's always looking for strange spell components. She has a way of weaving together magic like I've never seen. It's like a hot mess, but the results are almost always good.
I understand. That sounds familiar.
We're here to meet with Lady Sarah, and we were going to do so later today until you and your companions bumped us out of our spot again. Instead of getting bumped to tomorrow morning, they just bumped us all the way back to tomorrow afternoon. So, I guess that's three more square meals and hot nights in here.
Well, at least the food is great.
I mean, the hospitality is good, but the whole region of the world is going to hell in a handbasket while we're sitting here dining on chicken and cocoa. For me, that's a no-go. And I don't mean so-so. I just can't put it up with it. No momo.
That was a bit of a stretch.
Dope.
Have you heard the band Toto?
Be careful
the table. Wake me up before you go go.
So we can get some chicken and cocoa.
So we can go and have some cocoa.
I mean, it just hit me. It was like wham.
No, so
just one careless whisper away.
Oh.
From a bad joke.
I'm sorry that our arrival pushed back your meeting.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm over it. Taya brought me a free lunch.
That was nice of her.
Mostly I just told her story so she could try singing, putting the words together.
Make some more room for him.
My father's really a storyteller, but alas, he's not.
He's definitely a storyteller.
Okay.
She's embellish a tale like no one else.
Yes, and he was always the reigning hero at the end of it. Regardless.
Most of that was true.
About maybe an hour.
Most of it. But he leaves out little bits of, like, other people doing cool things.
Lay down and relax.
Who's your dad?
Bono.
Lord Justice.
Lord Bono? Otieno?
Yeah.
I know 5 or 6 songs about him.
I am sure you do.
Only?
Jasmine is hip.
There are many.
I'm not sure if I remember the key, but I could make it work.
It's not necessary. I've probably heard them.
The one
he
about,
sings them.
The one about the when the Bono Fest was ordained because he and they saved the stopped the sacrifices and turned back the entire army, sacrificed himself to death, and then some of his friends who aren't named in the song came to rescue him. I think that's the story of his knighting, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
And there was the story of the rescuing of the great blade and the near sacrifice of it into the volcano once it was determined to be influencing his mind. But they came.
Stories about Lady Kendra's desiring to destroy it forever. No, no songs about that?
No, no song about that. Then there was this, there's the song, the song about the beginning of the Rhino Farm.
It's a song.
It's a kid's song, really, though.
So much to go there.
It's only a day away.
Can we go, please?
It's only a day away. Tomorrow.
I really want to pick up my
car. I can get you there in about 5 seconds.
All right.
Anyway. Yes, he sings these songs.
Really want to walk the rhino stuff.
I've never heard the rhino one.
Does that sound
very...
It's kind of a kid's song. The kids really like it.
Of course they do.
I want to see if I can charge into one.
You ever get to Mercy Vale? You can meet the rhino.
I have something entertaining to do.
And
really,
you won't be
not that far from here, actually.
No.
So I've been told.
Well, I think we're destined to be going back east. But I get around when I'm not traveling with Lyrian or Salos. They monopolize quite a bit of my time these days.
Between 10 and 10:30 at the
latest.
You know how long that is.
Oh, look, there's Thalos now. If you ladies will excuse me,
half an hour.
I do have to go break the news.
Uh-oh.
Apologies.
Ah, enough said.
Please not okay. Go to the table, you're making nervous. Through no fault of your own, however, it's
the table won't fall. There was a clear and obvious reason why I fell the first time, which has been resolved. It's fine. This wasn't.
And so the manufacturer wants you to believe for sure.
Definitely. It was like,
well, he's a plant. He's trying to sponsor us.
Did you put your foot up there? Is that why it fell?
No, it fell because whoever put up the table didn't lock it.
Didn't slide the whole thing.
He did. No, it earlier slid down. Admit that it was a contributing factor.
Yeah, I was the when I pushed on it, that was what made
reason.
It fall the rest of the way. But they slid the thing down, but it was still like stuck up.
He merely triggered the event.
Yeah. That happens sometimes.
Okay.
I was a trigger to a predestined event.
Shall we please?
I don't
not
think you should
get
swing
down,
on it though.
Get down.
Get down.
Get.
Yeah, that's silly. That's a silly thing to do.
Child?
Get her.
Run
the
game.
Get her.
Get her.
I will try to pray, though.
Okay. I mean, you can pray. Just when it gets boring, you fall asleep. Probably getting hours of prayer in.
Feet off. Thank you.
In fact, you feel relatively comfortable about it. Even though you're sleeping in between.
Well, okay. Becky, it's just the thing to do.
I was doing it last time with the
so
other one.
So I guess I need to decide if we want to go get Lorelai or not.
She said no.
She did.
She's
going to force her to come?
No. I can't force her.
I mean, they did have an agreement, however.
But I did tell her that I would help get her there when we were done with what we were doing.
Okay.
But I asked her if she still needed transportation help, but she said no, so maybe she found another way.
Or maybe she's just tired and wants to sleep.
Yeah, death will do that to a person.
So I've been told.
Wait, you have a dad?
Not just that character.
Melatea's lived a rather sheltered life.
Stop
until
using
now.
A jungle gym, please. My legs are sore.
And please don't stand on Uncle Bubby's backpack.
Keep pulling stuff in there.
Anyway. Okay. If you go, I will go with you. Heaven forbid you come across another raining sucking down. The problem with you is dangerous.
And now you see really why I don't want to go with her. I'm at one hit point.
Well, Lorelai doesn't know that she's almost died twice in
Glen. I know who they are. I know who all of you are.
So you can never be safer.
But I probably I'll should not go and talk to me with Lady Sarah because if we're not bad with time, that would be rude.
No, thank you.
Lily will
get it.
However, if Lorelai's not back in time, she will be far less likely to get help from Sarah.
Well, but we can just tell her about our situation and ask her if she'll help and schedule a follow-up meeting.
Yeah, she's done for that.
Can we go and get Lorelai right now?
Yes, I can go right now.
Kara sits back down at the table. Well, that went well. He wasn't even upset.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's taking a shine to your sorceress.
That does not surprise me at all.
She has that effect.
I'm Jasmine.
Also, the political environment around here is...
Her name from now on. I'm Jasmine.
Enticing, to say the least.
Not even
a lot going on.
I'm Jasmine Lippichot.
I'm
trying to stay oblivious.
Politics is not my thing.
I can't do oblivious. I have to sing songs and tell stories.
Right. But you can just sit back and listen. You don't have to participate, correct?
I mean, no one ever says what they mean until you push them.
That is very true.
Have you heard the story about the Silver Flame Company?
No.
Rumor has it, they have a shard of a fallen star here in the building right now. Captain Deimos, Galara, an elven mage, Boric, a dwarf warrior. He's got a red beard. Listen. Wait. It takes like a minute, 60 seconds, 7 seconds, and then you hear from across the room. That's him.
Sounds very jovial. Are we going?
Loud, anyway.
Yes.
Okay. We have to run an errand for our meeting. I appreciate you being gracious about the meeting this time.
All right. Well.
Perhaps we'll meet again.
I'll be here till at least tomorrow afternoon now.
All right, Lorelai. Jasmine. Let's go get Lorelai. Yeah, that's it.
So is he mad? No. Okay, bye.
See ya.
Bye.
If he likes Jasmine, wait till he meets Lorelai.
Okay, we need to meet now.
Oh, your original reason for going to the garden was to get outside the building because it could be a problem from inside the building. That probably still applies.
I love the garden.
You can't possibly be two of those things.
Oh, there should be monks still out there searching the garden.
Oh, and now you're casting teleport, which is far less dying.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
Still a spike.
Yeah.
But when the spike happens, you'll be gone.
Right. Yeah.
That's the point.
And I'll be with you.
It's not necessarily spike and stay. It's like spike and go.
You probably should have invited me before you went out to the garden to cast the all-powerful magic.
Could I have gotten healed?
All-powerful
magic.
Healing, not necessarily
in a place full of all-powerful
no,
magic.
No, I meant, like, it's the same praying challenge for...
Oh.
No. They don't send off spikes, in my understanding.
Because the spell itself is an hour and 45 minutes, so you have to stay away.
You know, Sharon, that's funny. That's exactly what Leon told.
However, you could have gotten healing. So you wouldn't have gotten the point. There's some pretty substantial healing in the building.
Yes.
Well played, well played.
Exactly. See, everybody's giving me crap. I played my wisdom very well.
Garden. Felt like
you
was taking care of myself.
I was not giving you crap. I just think it's funny.
Here we come, Lorelai.
Okay, so healing first.
Coming to get ya.
No, thank you.
We're coming to take you away, haha.
Thank you.
Yeah, to the body.
Of course. If I say no thank you, I don't go with you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You didn't say no thank you, you just said no.
So first of all, you get 9 hit points back.
Okay.
There you go, now you're not at 1 hit point, so now you can stop your complaining.
Okay, I died twice. That's the most I've ever died ever.
Really gonna let her okay? To teleport.
Neither of them was Lorelai's fault, just FYI.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Jasmine's fault, just FYI.
I don't care who told us.
Perhaps the problem
the
is
problem
you don't care
is,
who follow us. Who cares who's follow us and stop happening.
The being with these people gets me dead.
Then stop being an adventurer.
Or maybe it's the other way around. The impetus to retire at high level is quite large.
I've just the capital of your past life.
Did you get the 19?
See, this is why artists start solo careers.
Yeah.
It'd
be a lot closer to alone.
But then they die alone.
Eight more.
Just off back to the capital and live your best life.
Yeah. Finish it off.
I could.
Should be a lot closer.
Yeah.
That's it.
I might even get her then.
You got Daddy John there, too.
Need help? We'll get you to the Valley of Mercy, and they can give you a guard to get you to the capital.
Me a guard to get you to the capital. I can just lay here for a day or two and then get myself to the capital.
Excuse me, I think you promised to buy me on a boat.
Yes, which I would have to do in the capital. Don't you have a boat?
A better one. It's
a pretty good boat. If you're the one, I'm
taking. I know, I gave it to you.
Yeah, and then you took it back.
I asked you.
Thank you, Bart.
It's not like I'm going to go sell it in the marketplace.
Well,
unless you
one
get
out.
A better one. Meanwhile.
Meanwhile, elsewhere behind Soldier's book. Alright.
I can do 5 bowls.
So I guess. Just let me know how much I start with, like, first level then.
Don't make it
rough. Your best chances are low level, probably. The higher level it gets, the longer it is. Basically, you have to make a contact every 15 minutes.
Okay.
So if you need to be able to have a spell that's 45 minutes long, it's 45
minutes. Wait, that's
5 gold.
Yeah, that's fine.
Also, if you fall asleep while praying for a spell above 4th level, you're actually falling asleep on Hecate or Athena, for example, as opposed to one of their underlings. So,
of course, I can start on the mage side and just drool in a book or something.
That's true, you can do that. Although it would still be the same thing. You have to stay awake for the period of time necessary for the level as well.
But I wouldn't be.
But you wouldn't be offending anybody.
Right.
Well, as much. I mean, they are magical spells. There's Hecate. She's like, you're drooling on my magic spells.
I'm trying here, okay?
Yeah, it should balance out overall.
Help me, I'm right.
It should balance out overall. So if you just want to go down your list of first level spells, for example, you could just roll a con check for each. And then at the end, how many ever con checks you made, that's how many first level spells you successfully got. And you won't be able to fill in the other ones because you fell asleep during. Also, has she ever, has she ever had cantrips? Like cantrips, mage spells, cantrips? Yeah, because remember,
I
like,
just don't use them.
Yeah, because so it says if you do cantrips, you could do a cantrip without a con check. You get 4 cantrips for each first level spell. You can take 4 cantrips and not need a con check. Also, longer casting spells are going to be a problem when you're really weak from raised dead as well. Whereas cantrips tend to be like 1/6 of the segment, so they're super fast. Some first level spells are also very fast, like 1 segment. A lot of them.
Sounds for Bright might be a good nightlight for him.
Okay.
She just snatched it.
She said, yeah, but then I can use my phone later for when this phone's not available. Spend my time.
All right. Did you get my text?
Yes.
Okay.
And I sent you back in the
phone. Okay.
Past bedtime.
All right. Taya and Jasmine successfully arrive on Adventure Island outside the temple. Go inside to find Lorelei, even odd, even asleep in bed, odd praying.
I'm starting memorization.
Okay, odd memorization. Go ahead and roll. Becky can roll. Even, sleeping, odd, memorizing.
Even.
Asleep.
Which makes sense because I failed that spell.
That's perfect. Yep. Justice. Okay, she's got her book on her lap, and she's just like her. She's sitting against the headboard with her head just kind of laid over in a gentle repose, sound asleep. What was the spell, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
Knock.
Yes, Jasmine knows that she was attempting to memorize knock, and it does occur to you that it's a pretty boring spell.
That's uncomfortable.
Not sure I want to wake her up.
Just, just travel halfway across the world.
Flame strikes, get the little crew.
As opposed to.
You can teleport her while she's asleep.
That's
Is this true?
No. I'm not doing that.
Why she not? Warned you all against it.
She might kill me. She has to be very much
warned. She's going to save him for very well.
I did let everyone know that.
We're actually transporting her without... against her will would potentially trigger something. She said that before. Mm-hmm. But it's funny that the opportunity comes up because we thought it might never come up. Mm-hmm. Right?
How could you even delve in?
One of the acolytes walks by and pulls the door shut.
The door that we're standing right next to?
That you came into her room through.
Was I disabled to get me a messenger?
Yes.
Or was she working on that?
I mean, as long as you don't know, she hasn't come back and told you, but there was no question that she was going to be successful. But she didn't come back to tell you specifically that she was successful. Oh. Probably mostly because you've been sleeping.
You in your bed reading?
Yeah, she's sitting up in her bed, her big old spell book on her lap, sleeping against that board. She looks very peaceful.
All right, I'll wake her up, but I'm not touching her.
How long did you wait before you decided, just out of curiosity?
Decided that I was going to wake her up?
Yeah.
About 3 minutes, looks like.
Was it about 3 minutes?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, roll 3d6. If she had number one, or so, you woke up during the time.
4, 5, 1.
Yeah. So just as you go, I guess I'll wake her up. Just as you think that, before you actually say it, her eyes flutter open. And she immediately goes back to looking at the spell. And then she gets kind of like a grimace on her face for a second. Like she realizes that.
Then she flips to another one to start another one.
She goes on the next page.
She doesn't even look.
Yeah, she doesn't realize that you're in the room, apparently.
Hello, Lorelai.
Well, now you realize they're in the room.
Over surprise.
Wow, the sendings are sounding lifelike.
I know, right? It's almost like she's in the room.
That's a sending.
That's awesome.
Hi. Do you still want to go talk to Sarah? We have a meeting this afternoon. Do I want to? No. Am I quasi-obligated to? Probably.
Okay. An awful lot of words for a yes or no question.
But I'm not leaving without my fist, so you have to go find her.
I will go find her. Every time you go out on your own, bad things happen. So stay here.
Then why are you leaving her here with me?
Because then she would be going
with
out
you
on her own.
If she's a lightning rod for bad stuff, take her with you. I can't defend myself right now. Take it with you.
Wow. Fine.
Somebody's crying.
I'm very crabby.
I would say you stay here, but clearly you're not going anywhere on your own.
Sorry. That's right. You're in solo adventuring timeout.
She looks like she's been healed.
Yeah, quite a bit. She's definitely healthy.
On solo. Jasmine's grounded from solo adventuring.
Yeah, closer. Okay. Much closer. All of her bruises and cuts are gone.
Okay. All right. Do you have any idea where Ithis was going?
She was looking for me a messenger.
Would one find a messenger
in adventure?
Okay.
Okay.
We'll look.
Bridge.
On this island?
Bridge.
Yeah. It's very small.
Door.
No.
Whatever. Whatever you have patience for.
You need tissues for John?
Go get napkins.
I don't know where they are.
Go get napkins.
I thought it was tissues.
We can bring to a plethora of tissues.
See?
I walk out of the room.
Okay.
So that time of year, starting to...
All right.
I gotta stock back up.
Alright, so you two are going to find Ipus. And what is the purpose of finding Ipus exactly again?
Because Lorelai said she wasn't leaving without her.
Okay. Alright. Thank you very much.
Orders.
Kind of
cool. AI. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to attempt another spell.
Go for it.
AI personalities that you can talk to on Facebook Messenger.
Darn it. You can make friends. It's just
okay.
Is it like
you're making an imagine? You're talking to your imagine.
Gotta wait for one second. to Victor sure. with the
Duchess. We had this conversation when you were
okay.
This one.
They receive the news. There's been a prophecy. It's a reasonably sound, right? They have also sent word to the king. But Princess Angela is at the retreat.
Yeah, I joke, so he's really cursed.
At the royal
You're
retreat.
Having conversations with your imaginary friend.
It was first reported to her that the prophecy. And she and her mages, sages, wise persons concur that there's a very good likelihood that the island will disappear the same way it came, and it will do so within the next few days. The question is,
I do get it.
How to?
I grew up with five nephews.
Yeah. Orchestrate an organized and safe withdrawal of those who don't want to risk being on it. There is a theory that the island will not just disappear. It's not going to cease to exist. It's going to go elsewhere. Yeah. Top line theories are.
Oh, crap.
So an alternate reality.
I changed the number.
A different spot in a different timeline. A demiplane, which she says it like she doesn't really know about it, but she quotes the name, which is called Ravenloft.
I need to talk about imaginary friends.
Something like that.
He's really, it's just. Yeah. She's not official.
The prophecy gave me a way to potentially
this from coming. Our official sweetener doesn't make me sweet.
Actually, just tricks your brain.
The prophecy gave no indication of any way to potentially prevent this from happening.
No.
One's a physical property of the.
Being sweet is not a physical property of a thing.
Right.
That would be the chemical interaction it has with certain chemicals.
Well, we're dead in one way or the other. Council first to figure out how we do this and get word.
I assume that we might need to not only relay the message to you, but also to the other council members and probably be either unanimous or at least in a majority to begin a retreat.
But it and started making arrangements for shipping necessary transport containers or other means of transport.
For 2 days, I never figured this would have ever even noticed.
An armada of
your
I'm like, did it peel off? Oh, there's no way it all peeled off. It's perfectly clean.
About 40 or 50 miles out. I don't anticipate a lack of transportation. It probably is going to be, this is just my thinking, but there's going to be people that are in the interior.
I'm like, there is no way.
Further away from the village. There's a keep that was being constructed.
There's one dice that I did.
I kept the letter with my family, and I've already sent a message
all the
there.
Numbers but one.
Not sure what the response of the local commander will be.
And I used a custom color.
My father has asked that she would assign.
So there's one number on the die that's a completely
to
different color than every other dice in the set. I just make
survive.
And one number like three, or like a number that's not like
and
one
a device.
On the other side.
It's
has
like
been
eight.
Transported there, and one can be planted here
theory, right?
That would theoretically allow us to track where the island went.
I think it was like a 12.
No one uses those anyway.
The devices are able to be operational once.
Except for people that use them.
Transported.
So they end up where they are. They are
D8? I use D8 all the time.
D12. The prophecy indicate that this
March
will be... semi-permanent transfer.
He's achieving bad things on your
turn. Yes, with the emphasis on semi. Anyway, we know that the island has not been present here for
Basil.
Centuries, possibly millennia.
Bad stuff.
Basil
but
doesn't bring
not
bad
stuff.
But
part of the is not around anymore.
No one
knows. I don't believe that you bring bad stuff.
No
Basil
one yet
doesn't
knows
bring
how
bad
long
stuff.
It will be. Basil
hasn't been around long
stuff
enough to get that reputation. It's not my dice. My
again,
is the same color. No, it's not yours.
If the device
is
function the way we hope, then as they tell us where it's gone, we may gain some information about whether or not it will return. And you're up. And
it's a totally separate game.
Yeah, played it a little bit.
Who's the third person?
I don't like the movements.
Yourself and your was it Lorelei?
Yes.
I think it was.
And the lady on the ship.
Oh.
Evelyn?
Yep. Yeah. Evelyn.
So the four.
The four of us.
So and she says Evelyn is already on board.
I asked the guy who only tells the truth that there's a war in Boston.
For those who are willing.
I know where the other two are currently.
They're actually in the same building.
We should be able to have a quick conversation there.
That's actually true, which is pretty funny.
There is no fictional decision inside the universe of Avatar.
So that's how that conversation goes. The plan is to inform them, and then right now you have two of the four votes. So as long as one of them were voting for evacuation,
there is a war going on.
You'd be able to do it.
Yeah.
The other two both agreeing would be better.
Everybody needs to leave walking around because they're like
pretending to be happy because
giving up what they started here, but also staying is kind of well dangerous.
Someone asks about it, they go
potentially with all the options that have been listed.
Okay. All right, so we're going to, this is a side story, so we're going to keep that kind of moving. It's cut in. But anyway, so Victor, on the way to the temple, hold on a second.
Oh boy.
So Iphis joins you on the way to the temple. And she says, you're moving pretty quickly toward the temple, and she says, something going on?
Yes, actually.
According to the material.
You'll be sure to be part of the conversation when we get there if you're going to be meeting with Lorelei.
Like, telling her that
she's
mostly sleeping.
If she has the means by which to leave, then I would recommend that she leave. And if she's going to leave, she's going to want you to go with her.
I think there was some kind of an understanding that we were going to be sticking together for a while.
She's missed you.
I feel kind of bad I abandoned her.
I think we all know you didn't have a choice.
So organized, so cheerful, so
excellent.
Or at least not much.
Yeah, been over it 100 times in my mind, and I can't figure out how much of it I'm responsible for and how much I'm not. And I don't know who I'd be responsible to. So, on the way to Sherry, roll a
D10. Roll D10. To a class to learn words in the language.
Six.
One.
Okay. All right. So you and Jasmine leave the temple, and you're headed down to find
Iphis.
Yes. Okay. Meanwhile, while they're gone, Victor and Iphis arrive at the temple.
Okay.
Okay.
After I failed to do the accident, I just put the books away.
Frustration set in.
Yeah.
Although,
and plus, I know I'm going to be leaving at some point, so.
Yeah. Well, you were getting a lot of productive short naps, though. This was how Bible college was. I totally relate. To this, I will never forget being assigned huge chunks of passages to read in the Dictionary of Theology.
Yeah.
Like huge, like 21 pages on one topic and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I walked. I went outside. I just walked around the yard and around the yard.
I walked laps around the trailer park reading all my business.
Yep. I was just like hours. I walked walking all the way to Bob Evans, read while I ate lunch, and then read all the way back from Bob Evans. Crazy. Okay. Anyway. So Anura meets you on the way to Lorelei's room, so you can have all three of you in the same room at the same time. It's rather than having to explain it separately.
It'll be just quick council meeting.
One.
Yeah.
So it'll be a quick
three out of four quorum. Anyway. And just as they enter the room, and the servant who opened the door waits for all of them to come in, which is Victor, Iphis, and Yura.
Can't really fit too many other people in here.
Charlie said she might be able to do games
if we start early. It's a small
room. And then
the servant walks outside, closes the door, and then in a short meeting,
Victor explains to you what you know, majority pretty much know, which is that there is a discerned prophecy that the island is going to disappear. It is going to leave O-Earth or the Primordial Plane.
Possibly this timeline.
Possibly this timeline.
It's not all that shocking.
Right.
No, I had that one.
I was hoping for a different outcome. Yeah, I thought there was one upstairs. But
I was actually going to have a conversation with the king about not having more people inhabit this place. It's far too chaotic. Walking and blip to another plane and just gone. The mountain rotates during the different times of the day. That's a portal to a demiplane.
Spring thermostats.
Yeah, it's a little untamed. But regardless, your decision.
Yes, they need to leave.
And that means you, and you can go as soon as we can find the means.
Jasmine and Tay are looking for Ithis.
I'm right here.
Yeah, well, they're out looking for you because I said I wouldn't leave without you.
Okay, don't go looking for them. They're sure to come back. Otherwise, you'll keep missing each other.
They have an appointment with Sarah this afternoon or something in a couple of hours.
And we know for sure she's not
in Sarah might know something about what's going to happen with the island, maybe.
We don't know where she is.
Or at least, if she was willing to expend the resources, I might be able to figure something out. I can easily augur or even commune about what's going to happen near, say.
This is the island that had the mansion on it, right? That just appeared out of nowhere, and we went and adventured in the mansion and whatever, and then it...
Yeah.
You know, it makes sense with how the island appeared. That was how many years ago?
Two.
Oh, wow. There's been a lot in this last 2 years.
Uh-huh.
I was possessed by a ghost.
It's okay. So the Duchess did come as far as the temple. So she's in the building, but she did not come in this room. So if there was any additional questions, she's nearby. She came to pray.
Yeah. Mind you, and you know, I'm just putting this out there because, well, I'm me and I know I'm fallible. I've never met this person before. I don't have her credentials. I have her name and I recognize the name and would trust the name if she is who she says she is.
Well, those are verifiable facts via communing with Athena as well.
I mean,
I've been known to be a little too trusting on occasion.
What would she gain by us evacuating the island?
The island.
Let her have it?
Could be even worse than that. A more nefarious plot. Get everybody on the island aboard ships. Destroy the ships at sea. Trap them off.
Gain access to the...
One of the questions should definitely be, does she know more than she's telling us?
Well, I made the Archimaster.
Yeah. I mean, I know the Aster name, and then my dealings with them have always been above board, and they appear to be that way, but that is a tendency, not a necessity.
All right. I say we commune, get the information what we can from Athena. Verify if the island is indeed going to disappear in short order, and if the intelligence we're receiving from her can be trusted. If there's more that she should be telling us that she's not, should we begin an overall evacuation as far as Athena is concerned?
And she did, or I do mention the fact that she mentioned the interior keep and the fact that they're going to leave the place to potentially drive her. It goes.
The best cover.
But, and the fact that they plan on leaving some people behind.
Yikes.
But I'm assuming if it all checks out, though, you are in agreement that you need to get those people out of here, not a fan.
I'm
yes.
Is this your response again, buddy?
I can't imagine it.
Wait, I'm sorry, can't.
Even the lure of freedom, free land, wealth, such as it is here, whatever, and that any of that should really stand in the way of their wanting to evacuate in light of the fact that they can wind up essentially not existing.
Or in a very dark place.
All right. Any objections or any other questions I should ask in a commune?
You won this round.
If there's any way to prevent it, would be the only other thing. That's more of a long-winded.
It's called Discover AIs.
I mean, beyond beyond getting a yes, that doesn't really lead us anywhere.
Right.
That's an app.
If that's a no, then, you know, there isn't anywhere to be led.
Look up,
presumably, it would be no if that the method of prevention is not forthcoming in the amount of time we have left.
I mean, you can always ask follow-up questions once you have an answer. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're considerable. We're on par with each other, so I'm sure you get as much as I get.
So,
there's quite a few questions we can ask. I would say let's cast it, and at least while I'm still here.
Okay. Jasmine and Taya return about that time to find you basically got halfway down there and found out that Iphis had gone up to the temple, so you turn around and go back. There's a servant that initially bars the door. So are you guys going to wait patiently, or are you going to say, we need to be in that conversation?
Who bars the door?
One of the acolytes.
One of the acolytes.
A low-level cleric, basically.
Barring the door to Lorelai's room?
Yes. Yeah. Because they won't even know that you're out there unless you do something.
At least need to let them know we're here. Well, I sent us the look, right? Where I understand is now in the room, correct?
Well, you should have a temple.
Oh. I can send a messenger.
Thank you.
Wait here.
Bless you.
Okay. So he gets another acolyte. So in the room that you guys are in, just about the time that Anyura is casting the commune, a servant enters the room, sees that Anyura is in the process of casting. He's probably going to say something. He just stands by and waits.
Lorelai goes like this.
Okay. I won't count that as straining yourself in any way. Just kidding. All right. So an acolyte from the temple entered the room, looked like he intended to say something when he saw Anyura was casting the spell. He just stood by and waited. Like, he's not currently saying anything.
Lord. Just say it. Is it quick?
There are two women here. A knight, kind of a female, kind of small, without a sword.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And a woman who's like a mage, maybe. With a staff.
You can have them come and ask me. I will vouch for them.
Okay, I'll tell them. Alright, so then the servant comes back and he tells the acolyte. Meanwhile, the spell goes off. The questions begin. After a few moments, he's petered out the majority of the main questions that you already discussed about. And he says, okay, the island is going to disappear from here in a number of days. Between 3 and 5. So 3 to 5 days to effect an evacuation of your own people beyond the island when it happens. The disappearing of the island will be dangerous for the inhabitants, but not necessarily deadly. The new location will not ensure their immediate death upon arrival. The lady Aster is telling the truth as far as she knows it. She is not telling everything that she knows, but what remains that she knows is not necessarily pertinent to our decision-making process. But according to what Athena says, it is wise that we begin an evacuation of all those who would not want to be swept away with the island when it disappears.
And there isn't.
Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor, told from a certain point of view.
There isn't a available means of preventing it.
Not within the amount of time. It seems that there might have been if the prophecy were detected much sooner. Also, the devices used to communicate after the island is transported will function, and in time will allow someone to know where the island has been transported to. I presume someone more along the lines of King John than myself. Not that I couldn't figure it out, but...
Or someone of similar skill set.
His mix of arcane and theology is highly effective. Lorelei has similar avenues at her disposal. Oh, also, it appears that the Lady Sarah might have or could glean some useful information about the islands coming and going. While I was casting the spell, I didn't ask this question in the commune, but I did recall that on the appearance of the island some almost 2 years ago, the king did arrange for envoys to question Lady Sarah about the island and whether or not it would remain and remain long enough for to be populated and for the people of Lomun to benefit by its presence. This before any occupation attempt was made. And it was claimed at that time that it was worthwhile to occupy the island. So either this new variable, this new change, is in contrast to that, so it's now leaving sooner than was originally thought, or
something that was done here or could have been done here would have been a benefit to outweigh that.
Yes. And that might, that's a rabbit trail we could go down. I have 5 questions left currently, which I am willing to use in whatever way. I don't have the implication
for
this topic.
We're not sure.
Is there something that should be accomplished here before we leave?
We should probably be more specific than we.
Is there something here that I should accomplish before we leave?
Is there something that Victor should accomplish before Victor leaves? Perhaps, you mean.
Yes, you can replace I with Victor in that case, in the purposes of your question.
You said I and we.
Is there something that I should accomplish before I leave?
Yes, I was just clarifying. Sorry, you mean you.
I forgot the second we, or missed the second we.
Yeah. The same question could be asked for any one of us, but it is certainly not applicable to all of us, and therein lies the difficulty. I'm willing to ask that question for you if you wish. Although, it's a fruitless question. It will be your responsibility to govern the evacuation, which means the answer to the question will be yes. Unless, of course, we delineate that in a question.
Is there something beyond the managing of the evacuation that I should accomplish before I leave?
That might work.
I don't know how to ask this question. We're not 1,000% sure how or why we got swept to Ravenloft. And maybe part of the issue with Dorgan, what happened to him when he teleported. Something going awry with that. Maybe that spiked whatever event is triggering the island to leave.
In which case, then, having you be able to discuss that with Sarah.
No, I was wondering if we ask it in a question, not... I'm wondering if the two things are related.
Is one is alien Dorkian tied to the disappearance of the island? Quite honestly, if that led us to a solution to prevent it from going, then I think it'd be a worthwhile question. But we already know that we do not have the means by which to prevent it from happening.
I understand that. And we've stopped him from teleporting. But if something weird happens there and he's forced to self-preserve himself, which he would do, who knows what other things he might tear into existence or... I do. It's almost as if I'm wise. Is it possible to ask if the... being pulled to Ravenloft... there's something with that.
Quite honestly, it might be more beneficial to ask, is Dorkian's affliction as it relates to teleportation dangerous to those near or around him?
Because I don't know that we were pulled there because of my atonement that I had to do.
And regardless of, even if his ability does not have something to do with the island, knowing that it is danger to those around him is good to know.
I think I scared him, but if he gets in something where it's fight or flight and he can't fight it,
he will
teleport in an instant.
Time grows short. I hear us settling on a question to ask about Dorkian's affected transport.
He split into two people.
Is the Is his the problem with his transporting dangerous for the people around him? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay. I'm fine with that as long, yeah. I'm not sure.
I mean, it's vague, but...
I mean, he split into two people.
I'll ask a question if you wish. We have four questions remaining and about that much time. Yeah. Okay. He asked the question. The answer is yes.
Okay, so that needs to be dealt with.
Remember, Sherry, remember that Tay is in the room, so is Jasmine. So you guys were privy to this conversation. We're down to three questions remaining on Ganyura's commune and limited time. So if you have a question you need asked, spew it now.
I still...
It's about evacuating the island.
I don't want to know that there's something here that I should accomplish before I leave.
Beyond evacuating people?
Beyond evacuating
people. The only personal question that's been addressed was Dorkin's teleport. It is dangerous to the people around them. The island needs to be evacuated within the next 3 to 5 days. The communication devices will work eventually to let people know where the island went to. The lady is being truthful. She's not telling everything, but the extra stuff that she's not telling doesn't necessarily weigh on this decision. That's where it's at. Pretty much. Did I miss anything? I forgot what it was.
No.
Okay. Three questions left. Anybody got a question? Got a question in your back pocket?
Is it worth asking whether anything will attempt to stop our evacuation? Or interfere with our evacuation?
I mean, I'm fine with it. We've got three questions left. We've got to go fast. So. Can't hurt. All right.
Will anyone intentionally attempt to interfere with our evacuation?
And we're speaking in general, not like if a particular person should decide not to go, but if an outside body would restrain the
attacking the ships and wanting to put them in the bottom of the harbor.
All right. The answer is no. Okay. Two questions remaining. This is your chance to answer. Any yes or no question you want. The goddess Athena.
Can Sarah help Dorkian's transportation affliction?
Okay.
If not, then it's fruitless to be there.
That's not true. Well, there are other issues.
I understand.
Anyway, the answer is yes. He asked the question, the answer is yes.
Okay. I mean, him being more intelligent really doesn't affect life.
Oh, well, it's the single most important thing in his life at the moment. If he could never transport again, he still wants that point of intelligence back.
Other people are
one question remaining. Any questions? Anyone want to ask? Will my firstborn child's first name be?
Too late.
Too late. Yeah.
Are they yes and no questions?
Yeah.
Yes, or none.
Two options. It's like they're like auguries, but there's 14 of them. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I wish I was there.
Is there anything that anybody there would know on your behalf?
Something about the what's afflicting Growl? I don't know.
Oh.
Who brought Growl back?
The problem is it's a two possibilities. So you'd have to say, was it this person? Was it a friend or a foe? For example, you could get that. Is it a...
I certainly wouldn't, because I don't even know that Growl is sick.
Lorelai doesn't either. Ifis does. Taya does. Jasmine does.
No, Ifis was with me.
Growl
is. Oh, that's right. Ifis on the island. Yeah. That's right.
Those two would know.
They don't know Growl is sick. They just know that
he went to get him.
He was potentially brought back to life. Yeah.
She's sitting in the room.
Jasmine, Taya.
I know.
There we go. You guys know. Sorry.
Yeah, so you could ask something about one of those things. But it would need to be a two possibility thing, like a yes or no, true, false.
Or either or.
Either or.
Was it this or this?
I'm still stuck on the is there something I should accomplish here before I leave?
Then ask it. It's very important to you.
Hera says anything is fine. Got less than a minute.
Specifically beyond that.
Ask it.
Beyond your duties as a counselor.
Beyond, yes.
Duties as a leader here. Okay.
Beyond coordinating the evacuation, is there anything that I should be accomplishing here before I leave?
I'm thinking.
I'm sure there could be a lot of maybes.
Yes. Convert to Nike.
Athena.
Sorry. The answer would be yes.
if I thought you were competent. But I'm Athena. I'm the goddess of wisdom.
She comes down from Mount Olympus and slaps you.
Yes.
All right. So I'll ponder on that while we start.
I may be able to help in some way. I do have a divination. We could try that later. It's a little more mysterious in its information, but it's more general.
And the first things first, though, we need to get the evacuation started. Agreed. As quickly as possible.
Agreed. Hypothesis. And then are we going with you guys back to Sarah's temple? Or palace, or whatever it is?
Palace.
One way or the other, I offered request that you evacuate yourself.
I'm happy to go.
Happy to
evacuate
plus.
This is a good time
of request.
It's like,
oh, you got me. Can I get
the three of them? I don't know, can you?
I think so. That's 500 pounds. Myself plus.
Do you have an item?
Apparently, you know, doesn't understand that Canada's committed more crimes.
What's that? I'll have a shrink, so.
Oh, the shrink, you can guaranteed do it.
Yeah. Which one of these tiny people are you going to shrink?
That's not a mask, and they might all be
before.
No, I doubt it, though.
I'm just kidding.
Before,
it would have to be 166 apiece maximum.
Before
with all
I
equipment.
Go.
It's probably close.
I would like a brief moment with you. Alone.
And every time he gives me a plot, I'm just going to say, no, you're wrong.
Would the rest of you mind exiting for a moment?
No, you're wrong, Jen.
Nope. Jasmine walks out of
there. There goes with it.
Aipa goes out. She's going to get the rest of her personal belongings. Should be back
shortly. He gave me the same one.
Okay. Okay. So you'll have a minute to talk to Victor,
yep.
Beyond which I presume people are teleporting away.
Yep.
All right. So we are running low on, very, very low on time. Lorelei, Taya, Jasmine, assuming that whatever you're going to talk about is not going to stop this, right?
It shouldn't unless he kills me.
That seems unlikely.
I don't know.
No, probably not.
Okay.
Ivis, Taya, Jasmine.
All right, so all four of you are back. The party collects together, goes to their meeting with Sarah. When you walk in the room, you see that Sarah is in the room. She is seated at basically a small table. It's a round table about 4 foot across, covered with a simple white tablecloth. On the table is a candelabra. Nothing too terribly ornate, but it is made of silver or possibly another metal. And then also on there are some plates and cups and stuff. So it's almost like they had like a light tea or lunch sitting at the table. And then she is sitting on one side, and then across from her, you see a young girl who looks a lot like her in the face, and her hairstyle is very similar. You know that Sarah looks like she's in her mid-20s. The young girl looks like she's about 7, maybe 8 years old at the most. There are servants standing around the room. On the dais to the left, about 4 feet from the table, is a woman. During your time, like traveling around the halls, you've seen nobody with bows or large weapons. The biggest thing being a staff. People did have staffs, but nobody had spears or tridents or anything like that. Ren has a battle pike, which is basically like a fat staff. That's probably the biggest weapon you've seen. But this woman has a bow. Now, it is a short bow, I think. Isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is a short bow. But she does have a short bow and arrows. She looks familiar to Lorelei. You're not sure where you've seen her before, but you've definitely seen her before. She probably isn't wearing a tabard, I don't think. So there's no obvious heraldry or anything like that.
The telltale feature that might is a fairly large scar starting just above the scalp line, traveling almost completely down her face to her chin, as though having once taken a very nasty blow.
Anyway, she is clearly out of place in the room and has apparently been invited to your meeting with Sarah for whatever reason.
Does she look like she recognizes me?
She looks pretty stone-faced, maybe a little dull. as far as like she's thinking about something else or her mind is off in space, that kind of thing, when you walk in the room. But she doesn't look surprised to see anybody. So.
No, I was just looking for a spark of recognition to see if I was just crazy or if this is something
else. I'll say I don't know if
I, you know that. You would recognize her by description and the fact that she was the king's mistress and all that.
Right, but I just mean, I don't know that she would know me. And I think...
Leon might.
Yeah.
It'd be a far stretch. It'd be years.
Yeah. It's been a bit.
Okay. So, as you step in the room, everybody kind of files in. Dorkian floats in.
I'll try to go first. Since
Danya just slips in and kind of slips off to one side. She's not really involved in the conversation, but she's there just in case. Millie's there. Millie basically stands as part of the group. Okay.
Did you have affiliation with Lady Megan?
Yes, she did. Back in the day.
Ran into each other because I had a lot of affiliation with Lady Megan.
Rita began during the period of the micros. So when everybody was like, we were doing like 8 different sections of the campaign or whatever. Yeah. I think that's where he really...
I may have seen her somewhere else.
Where you guys
else,
met Leon and...
took off or whatever. You know?
I don't remember. What's that
name? Mike's character that had the split tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Kaner?
No.
Oh, God.
I can't think of what his name is either right now. I know you're talking about.
He's not very happy with you. Sorry, when he was saying, I'm going to tell him I'm going to rip off his head and you know, just he's not very happy with you.
Yeah, okay, anyway, so as you, everybody kind of takes up their position, and this is where we're going to kind of end, but Sarah looks at the group and she says, it's so good to see you all, I've been waiting for you. And then we'll stop there.
Good to see you again.
I've been waiting.
You probably have to fill me in on stuff for my little conversation I'm having with Victor.
Yep.
Because I finally have him alone.
Yep. Well, you guys can actually play the conversation.
Sounds like...
Given the opportunity,
I just basically need to know what I remember doing to them, and if anything.
What do you remember doing to them?
Yeah, like torturing them.
Oh, you don't remember any of it. I mean, could it bring back some memories, maybe? I guess we could probably give a small chance of that.
We'll watch the recording.
All right.
Just stream it.
Everybody pass us into withdrawal. We'll do it there so that the world stands still while
we're... Oh, you wanted me to do it right now?
We can do it now or we can do it later. We can do it via text.
Well, it's not so bad. I mean, got a whole session in. The only crisis that happened was the day we're on.
Well, when you're capped, when you're capped at the top of the next level, there's no urgency to gain experience points. Like, get the training in. You have to got to get trained.
Yeah, I need to train.
No, Jasmine definitely had the highlight. Jasmine had the battle highlight. No doubt about that.
Like, I can't be gay, I'm code. Your code is gay. Oh, that must mean I bring some color to the conversation. No color.
Is Monday a session or not?
I don't even know. I got one of the
keys.
How? We got to be one coming up.
We're playing tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
That'd be rough.
That's why I was asking the question.
Gosh. So is it Origins Uprising Outsiders 3 days in a row in Palace Pages tomorrow afternoon? That would be something.
Outsiders on Monday?
Yeah. Wait, he just asked.
I was just asking, what do we do?
Bobby. Yeah, don't hold your breath. I'm looking to make it.
Let's see what happens. Got an hour and 23 minutes to do Duolingo.
That's the type of medical that people accepted to me. Last session. He was out saving chickens, and he decided to save the chickens rather than me.
Yeah, we need to figure it out.
If you are, I don't trust you.
There's also some issue probably with school and classes that people have or whatever. So.
Instead of saving them. Because he was already heading outside.
No,
Tom,
quick step again.
I'll save the chickens,
boss. I could have been right.
Yeah, thank you.
You probably killed me.
No. Just about died.
He's quite polite.
Heard he's the first time.
So it's always pretty expensive.
September.
He's just in a bad situation.
So who are these people that we saw? Sorry, I was out of the room getting Ariana's items.
So no, it was not.
The description.
Mind you, we do need to figure it out because I have people scout college classes and stuff, but the next Outsiders was on the 15th of September.
Gotcha.
That was the next time.
So we can discuss changing it to pretty much any day other than Wednesday or Friday.
Right. So we just need to figure out where can make it fit.
Sorry.
It would be good to put it somewhere around in that gap so it's not like we're just talking about where it's Origins. Uprising Outsiders 3 days in a row. So it would be better in the middle. Mm-hmm. I do have Vagabonds that Saturday.
Caitlin mentioned doing Thursdays.
Going back to Thursdays? The problem is we have to check with Ricky on his schedule.
If you have 5 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
So yes. Thursdays could be possible.
Theoretically.
Yeah, when James just said any day but Wednesday or Friday would be better. So.
See y'all later. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Thank you, Ron. Thank you very much for my dice egg, Becky. I enjoyed it very much. I'm sure I'll get good
and
use
And you can
out
use
it.
It for more than just dice. That's how I brought it.
Well, I like it. Just the way it is.
Well, actually, I'm down to only one assignment. I've already done last week's.
So I knew after that, Simon decided it's still an ongoing joke. And then decided to make fun of Ed. So now he should be saved.
Next finger.
Just I'm kind of excited about the whole the way this is all coming together. It's actually working.
See you, folks.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah.
I was excited about getting training.
Yeah. Now that needs to happen.
Hopefully.
Your training is going to combine the mind.
There is the.
They try to find training for me. They try and kill you.
A lot of it is going to be how receptive the party is to helping Sarah, because Sarah doesn't. It's not her thing. Is not necessarily money. It's trading favors.
Yeah.
And so if she, if they will help her deal with the questions and issues that she has going on. Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.